Yo, how are you?
John, how are you?
This won't take long.
You've got to give them the hope. It's really, frankly, let's face it, you're
getting closer to their election too, Mr. President.
Yeah, but they're always closer to election, and they'll be closer to ours. See, that's all an excuse they take.
What year is there?
See, there are elections there, and I'm not suggesting I have any answer to it, but on the other hand, I think Henry's, I want you just to hold their hand as much as you can and let him do it, when would you see them if you see them again, Henry?
Middle of May.
Where would you see her? Someplace.
That's still being debated.
That's whether you're traveling, you'd have to have another reason to go.
I have another reason to go.
And you know, Henry, they're lousy at this business of leaks.
No.
It's worse in the Arab world than anywhere else, any other area that I can think of. Operating with the Chinese, you were able to keep the channels. These people will just open their mouths, largely because of the fact that words have become a substitute for action. Thank God for that.
That's good.
So you're
let me say this. Let me say this. You know, remember the time you talked to Lincoln Road. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since then. I want you to know that I have great confidence in your skill in this area, in what you've done, what you've gone through. And I have confidence naturally in Henry, but I don't want any of this feeling of state fight in the White House. That's crap.
I've never had this feeling as Henry.
We have made a lot of yardage in certain areas, and if you and Henry work together, and I don't have any of some leaks out by, then we'll just say, I'll tell Bill or anybody that's sure when he was over there, and his people want to see him. And we saw him. There's no problem with that. No problem. We can't be in any position if it leaks out of denying it.
Oh, no.
But on the other hand, don't volunteer anything. Fair enough.
And we're in a pretty good position right now. We've handled what's going on.
You would sort of work and try to develop some, and so that Henry can have a piece of paper that you can work on.
Henry, I can feed you some concrete.
I also
suggested
general principal area, Henry. I think that Joe can fix it.
I'd be very grateful, and I'd love to.
General principle area, and you started the same thing. It's some general principles.
Now that you've explained the strategy to Joe,
and
he and I can meet, because he has a very fertile imagination, and he spends much more time on it.
But what I would like to suggest, Joe, is that just on occasion, you just, you don't mind, pop over here, and so that we can and it can be done. And I'd suggest, Henry, that you meet him over in the math room, so that this isn't a case where it looks as if something big is, or maybe should be in your office.
Actually, it's easiest in my office. We can always drum up some excuse.
All right, then you come over.
And we have a lot of current business.
Now, the other thing I want to say to you is this, as I was told you in the garden the other day, I thought about your future. And the Russian thing is a very much a possibility. We don't have any other candidates, do we, at the moment?
Well, none of Joe's level. I mean, none of Joe's quality.
Yeah. How long can we keep it open?
Well, I think, Mr. President, if you agree, we might keep it open through the summit. Then we can see first what's happening in the Middle East. If the thing dies out, then we don't need Joe so badly. If things should get very active in Moscow, he might want to go there. If it looks as if most of the Russian business gets done here while the Middle East is very active, then Joe may want to stay here.
Mr. President, I said to you the other day, quite frankly, I have no real preference. I would say to you, honestly, I probably, on balance, prefer to stay with the Middle East simply because of its activism.
Well, frankly, I'll tell you, being the best from Moscow at the present time, with the way the business is done, it's frankly done here at another level.
And I'm afraid I've become a personnel robbery for you.
To bring in the other, and I think it's... my own view is that I think, Henry, it's better if we keep you on this, because I think this is where the action's going to be.
I think if this goes as it may, we need Joe Moore here.
I can also, I think...
For Christ's sake, don't give me another Jordan crisis. Remember that?
Remember that? I think I can help you hold the hands of the Jewish community, too.
Sure.
I know these people pretty well, and I think I've established a pretty good rapport with them, and I think I can be helpful. You know, Moscow's always intrigued me, Mr. President. And
it treats everybody.
Great prestige. But by God, I'm one of these guys that really needs to put in a 10 or 12 hour day. And it isn't in Moscow, Mr. President.
I know.
And that's my real worry. If you said to me next June, go, I'll go. But I think I'd be just as happy to go.
And I know it'll bring him back maybe.